but the region has had 37,000 extra private sector jobs, and unemployment's gone down in Redcar in both the last month and over the last year.
So have you got faith in George Osborne then? Because it's not, whatever it is you're doing, it's not working.
A lot of these things take time. I mean, a lot of the regional growth fund announcements haven't even happened yet. You know, where you mentioned NIFCO earlier, they've now had two lots of money, and the second one hasn't even been spent yet. That's in Stockton. So, it takes time for things to work through.
So have you got faith in George Osborne?
there's a strong sense from the government that we must try and steer money towards private sector growth, and that is, I think, the answer for the North East. Living on handouts and public sector jobs is not a long-term future.
So have you got faith in George Osborne?
As a person, I personally find I can talk to him. His policies, I think there's a strong sense that we probably need to, and I think he recognises this, put more money towards infrastructure and investment, and the government is starting to do that. So all this Plan A, Plan B stuff, it's a nonsense, really. I mean, there's course corrections going on all the time.
So you have got faith in George Osborne?
He's the Chancellor of the Exchequer in the coalition government of which I'm a member. He's a Conservative, so we do battle with him on many issues. And Danny Alexander, who's the Chief Secretary of the Treasury and a Lib Dem, is constantly in battling and in negotiation with him because we don't agree on everything. He would not have put the tax threshold up as we have done.